Starting this week, jobless workers whose regular state unemployment benefits run out no longer will get a 3-month extension from the federal government. That means they'll be eligible for 6 months of unemployment checks instead of a maximum 9, NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
A year ago, workers faced the same predicament. Congress adjourned and allowed the federal jobless assistance program to expire. But then President Bush spoke up over the holidays and urged lawmakers to restore it. This year, White House spokesman Scott McClellan isn't making any promises.
We have previously extended these unemployment benefits 3 times. We worked with Congress on all those efforts. We will continue to work with Congress. But what's most important for America's families and America's workers is that they have paychecks and jobs.
And McClellan says that's what the White House is focusing on. He says the economy is clearly picking up steam.
The job environment is growing more robust. New jobs are being created.
But Bill Samuel, legislative director for the AFL-CIO, says it's too soon to end federal jobless assistance. In the past, he says, Congress has always waited for the job market to rebound. That was certainly the case after the last recession in the early 1990s.
At the time Congress allowed the program to expire, there were more jobs than when the recession had begun.
Samuel says that's certainly not the case now.
America is still facing a jobs deficit. We're 2.5 million jobs behind where we were when the recession started. There's nearly 9 million unemployed Americans. In fact, there is only one job opening for every 3 unemployed workers looking for a job.
And according to Andrew Stentner of the National Employment Law Project, the number of people unemployed for 6 months or more hasn't subsided at all.
Long-term unemployment is peaking. Almost 1 out of 4 of all jobless workers have been out of work for more than 6 months. It's the highest rate that long-term unemployment has been in 20 years.
An average of 90,000 jobless workers exhaust their benefits each week. Lawmakers could still reinstate the federal benefits after they return January 20th. But Republican leaders in the House and Senate haven't scheduled a vote yet or indicated that they plan to. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.